like to read something for you. From the greatest newspaper in the world, USA Today, is under their briefly. They got a little briefly section. I think that means we didn't do a lot of work on this, but we wanted to mention it. A real workout, it says. Fitness guru Richard Simmons, 55, was cited for misdemeanor assault after he allegedly slapped a man. Notice he didn't punch him. It's a little girly open-hand slap. Allegedly slapped a man who made fun of his exercise video at a Phoenix airport. Now, what is this, a Phoenix airport? Which airport did it happen in? Did it happen at the giant Sky Harbor airport where thousands and thousands of planes fly in every day? Or was it some little teeny tiny airport where little bitty planes come in? Why can't they do their jobs? Why can't the reporters just do their damn jobs at a Phoenix airport? Well, which airport was it? Maybe it's not the biggest detail in the world, but it would take you another two words. Sky Harbor is one word. What's wrong with him? Anyway, the victim, Richard Simmons' victim, was a Harley Davidson salesman, Chris Farney, 23. There we got a 55-year-old, very effeminate man in short pants slapping around a Harley salesman. Chris Farney, 22, is not injured, but he said he wants to press charges against Simmons. Well, now that's a smart move, Chris. Let the whole world know that Richard Simmons kicked your ass. I think if that had happened to me, if Richard Simmons tried to manhandle me, if he wanted to have his way with me in some airport in Phoenix, I don't think I'd want that to get out. I think I'd open my wallet and I'd start handing out $20 bills to everybody that saw it saying, please don't tell anybody that Richard Simmons beat me up. Oh, the indignity. You know, it reminds me, you old-time baseball players might remember Billy Martin. He used to coach the Yankees. He used to drink a lot. Oh, Billy. They say he was a wild guy. Poor guy actually died from DWI. Hate that. He got in similar trouble in reverse. He was in a bar drinking a little too much one night. And some fellas smarted off to him saying the Yankees weren't that good. Why don't they win more games? So Billy Martin pops the guy. Turns out he was a marshmallow salesman. And, you know, sure, the guy could have been 9 foot tall and 400 pounds, but I don't know, beating up a marshmallow salesman, I'm not sure that looks real good on your fight resume. And, yeah, so they had to tease Billy Martin, oh, did you beat up any marshmallows lately? Yeah, it kind of turned into a big thing, but this Richard Simmons deal reminds me of that. Instead of slinking away, no, this guy was like Paula Jones. He wants to get on a big flag. Look at me, everybody, look at me. Hey, everybody over here, Richard Simmons beat me up. Oh, Richard Simmons beat me up. Oh, it's so awful, I got beat up by Richard Simmons. He manhandled me. I've been manhandled by Richard Simmons. Oh, no. You'd think a guy would do anything to avoid that, but no, he wants to drag Richard Simmons into court. I mean, come on, how much... how hard can Richard Simmons slap a guy? Richard Simmons, 55. And yeah, I assume he's in good shape, maybe, but... I don't know. The idea of Richard Simmons slapped a guy, and now he's going to take him to court. Ooh. Your Honor, it was really red. You shouldn't have seen it. What a nut.
So I've already done the first three shows of the morning, and guess who's in the square next to me? Little Richard. Anything can happen over at the square. And I'm next to Little Richard, who, God love him, he's an icon. I respect him tremendously. He's very talented. What a freak. All right. He's got, like, the tattooed lip liner and the mustache is tattooed on. And he's now just wearing a hooker wig. And he's dressed all sparkly. And, you know, I mean, you know, he's a showman. Okay, we all know that. So anyway, the thing that was really great about Little Richard is he peppers conversations with the woo, like that. Like, you could say to him, so, Little Richard, you still go on the road? And he'd be like, ooh, child, I get in that car, and I woo, I drive to the next gig, and woo, and I do my performances, and I woo, like that. And it's a little disarming, because you don't know if you're supposed to woo back, or if it's his woo time, or... So... Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Okay. So guess who else is on the show? Another square. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. This was a great day. This was a great day. And I love that character. And I think the guy who does it, Robert Smigel, is so brilliant. And you know the character, right? He's like this puppet. It's great. he'll do stuff like he'll go to the Video Music Awards and he'll like shout at Christina Aguilera, you know, I guess heaven is missing a hooker, you know, like, I just think it's really, really funny. So anyway, Triumph decides to really go for Little Richard. So no matter what question Triumph gets, he makes it about Little Richard. All right, so like they'll ask Triumph, you know, a question, and Triumph will say, well, I do not know who invented that. Why don't you ask Little Richard? He invented rock and roll and all of the Beatles and the Beach Boys, according to him. Like that, right? So Little Richard is next to me, and he's starting to get really pissed. And he starts going like this. Who that door? So anyway, he's getting like upset, right? And then Triumph gets another question, and Triumph says, I do not know, because like Little Richard, I poop on both sides of the fence.
If you agree with Jerry Falwell, vote for Bush. If you think Jerry Falwell, I said about Jerry Falwell in one of my books, I said I wouldn't urinate down his throat if his heart was on fire. Okay? But the point is, if you want... I don't like him. He knows I don't like him. But what
I think he knows
me,
now, by the way.
Yeah. But what bothers me, why does Jerry Falwell have the President of the United States on a short leash? What's happened is that they got the deficits out of control. They got no WMDs or whatever. We're bogged down in Iraq. These interest groups are overrunning the government. And so what they got to do is, let's get the gays. Let's run against them.
Is it impossible for Kerry to lose this nomination now?
Well, I think it's he could if he got caught with a live boy, a dead girl. Possible if you're a Democrat, you know, but...
You are, I'm guessing, not happy with Ralph Nader, who's thrown his hat into the ring. Ralph Nader's going to run now. What's your take on him?
Well, he's a bitter old egomaniac. Other than that, I like him a lot. Ralph Nader in the 20th century was is a truly great American. He accomplished a lot of things. And
this whole consumer rights advocacy, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And apparently when a new century came, he went nuts. And I think his friends need to do an intervention on him. You know, like, I'm serious. And he needs to go into ego detox.
The book is Had Enough, A Handbook for Fighting Back. Mr. James Carville, thank you for being here.
Well,
Van Hunt, coming up, take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, that was great. Cheney went on Rush Limbaugh 2 days ago and said this guy Clark was out of the loop, and he was the head of counterterrorism. if he wasn't in the loop, there's no loop. The only, you know, Osama bin Laden was in the loop. Then yesterday, Condoleezza Rice said, "Well, I wouldn't use that word out of the loop. He was actually in the loop." He was at every meeting on counterterrorism, which means I guess he was at both meetings. It's like the first meeting was to plan the second meeting.
But Cheney was the head of the task force on counterterrorism.
This is great. In May of 2001,
right.
Bush announces that he is assigning Cheney to be the head of the counterterrorism task force.
That's exactly
and that
right.
He, Bush, will periodically chair meetings of the National Security Council to review findings from this task force.
Yes.
This task force never met.
From May?
It just never met.
No. You're sure of that?
I'm positive. There's no one subpoenaing, you know, who he met, that task force met with, because they didn't meet with anyone. They never met. Diane Sawyer, a few months ago, did an interview with Bush, and ABC, like, solicited questions from different people. And the question that I asked her to ask Bush, which she didn't do, and you'll see why in a sec, was, Mr. President, if you added up the times that you chaired such a national security meeting...
Mm-hmm.
To review the findings of the task force, with the number of times the task force met, and multiply that times the national debt, what would the product be, and why? And we would have.
You were so close to having a question asked.
I know, but we would find out two things: whether the president knew that zero times anything was zero. Which I don't know. He knows. maybe some explanation of why this Cheney was the head of the counterterrorism task force. It never met.
You know what
they get away with it.
You know what you need?
What?
A radio show.
I need a radio show where I can rail about this.
As an American, there are certain inalienable rights I'm proud to take for granted. But lately, the government has been trying to take away the one I hold most dear. The right to go on TV and call people effing a-holes. Case in point, House of Representatives Bill 3687, which seeks to expand the definition of profanity in TV and radio broadcasts. The bill's sponsors want to take the guesswork out of cursing by explicitly listing dirty words and phrases they feel should be banned from the airwaves. Now, of course, I can't say these words on the show, but in the interest of keeping you informed, I think I've figured out a way to tell you what they are. The first one is a donkey plus the place where a rabbit lives. Another one is a chicken plus a lollipop. And think of the third one as F plus a duck minus D. It's not much of a rebus, but you get the point. Now, if you think you're going to get around these new regulations, you're a real cocky sucker. Now, maybe you thought you could get clever by adding an ing to your favorite curse word. Well, the bill also prohibits compound use, including hyphenated compounds and other grammatical forms, including verb, adjective, gerund, participle, and infinitive form. Fortunately for me, they didn't include the pluperfect subjunctive. So all you stuffed shirts can just have been having had to bite me. To explain their actions, the FCC released a statement saying, quote, "The F word is one of the most vulgar, graphic, and explicit descriptions of sexual activity in the English language." The F word, that's as graphic and as explicit as you can get. Obviously, no one at the FCC has ever had a rusty trombone, or a Cleveland steamer, or capped off a hard day with a well-deserved blumpy. If that's not dirtier than the F word, then why does it cost twice as much?
When we got to Camp David,
at the National Security Council meeting,
it was a map of Afghanistan.
And it was a map of Afghanistan.
That was unrolled on the table.
That was unrolled on the table.
You are listening to Mark Cop Radio at markcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, there you have it. That was show 33, In the Can. Between now and show 34, we're going to see the premiere of Air America Radio, which ought to be just real good. I'm hoping to steal lots and lots of stuff from them, so look forward to that. Appreciate you listening. If you're listening, you're probably a subscriber. Appreciate that. If you're not a subscriber, shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. No, that's Chain of Fools. Oh, and also, as you can probably tell, when me and Tommy did our little back and forth, I committed the sin of alcohol, just briefly. But we wanted to kind of see what happened there. I'll let you be the judge. But that was show 33. Thanks. We're going to do another show this week. Today's Monday. We're going to do another show Friday. Pretty soon we're going to do three shows a week. We are going to drown you in radio. On a death certificate, it'll say Death by Bart Cop Radio. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.